Dreamscape presents Marvel's The Ultimate Supervillains. New stories featuring Marvel's deadliest villains by Stan Lee. Narrated by Angelo DiLoreto. Introduction. 17 stories about bad guys. Truly, the mind doth boggle. But after pondering for a moment, you might ask, why feature the savage and sinister supervillains? Why not chronicle the exciting exploits of our proud and praiseworthy heroes? Since we never want a loyal Marvelite to wallow in a sea of doubt and uncertainty, permit me to address that cogent query in a valiant attempt to set your mind at ease. First of all, in presenting stories featuring villains, there is one external, inflexible rule. The villain must have someone to battle. Okay, who inevitably fights the villains? The heroes. Therefore, most sagas featuring supervillains will certainly feature superheroes as well. So you need not worry about the good guys being staunchly represented. But why do we stress the importance of villains? Here's why. The viler the villain, the more heroic the hero. Think about it. Would David have seemed so heroic battling Goliath if Goliath had been a 5-foot-tall accountant? Would legend have paid homage to the battle between Ulysses and Cyclops if Cyclops had merely been a mild-mannered optician? Would you have thrilled to the exploits of Robin Hood quite as much if the Sheriff of Nottingham had been a charitable official famed for his kindness and charity? Now let's take some examples that are closer to home. Would loyal readers have followed the exploits of the Fantastic Four all these years if their archenemy, Dr. Victor Von Doom, was a beloved Bavarian pediatrician? And what about Spider-Man? How exciting would his adventures have been if Carnage was a gentle, fun-loving philanthropist whose greatest pleasure was helping those who were less fortunate than he? Take the mighty Thor. Imagine how excited you'd be about his battles with Loki if Loki was a sensitive and caring brother who spent his time writing poetry and wrapping bandages for the Asgardian branch of the Red Cross. Now then, since Mighty Marvel has always had the most evil villains of all in its ever-expanding universe, then as surely as night doth follow day, so it must verily follow that ours are the most heroic heroes of all. And you, O lucky listener, are about to savor the thrills and excitement when our heroes and villains clash, as clash they surely will. You know, many times...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?